Republicans to subpoena whistleblower Hunter Biden, Alexandra Chalupa. By Christina Wong on November 20, 2019. Republicans intend to subpoena testimony and documents related to the anonymous whistleblower Hunter Biden and Democratic National Committee contractor Alexandra Chalupa. According to a letter they sent to House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA. Although Speaker Pelosi promised that Democrats would treat the president with fairness, you have repeatedly prevented Republicans from fully and fairly examining issues central to the Democrats' impeachment inquiry, House Intelligence Committee Ranking Member Devin Nunes, RCA, and Oversight and Reform Committee Ranking Member Jim Jordan, RO, wrote in a November 20, 2019, letter. We therefore write to inform you that we intend to subpoena testimony and records in an attempt to inject some semblance of fairness and objectivity into your one-side and partisan inquiry, they said. On the whistleblower, they wrote that the whistleblower's testimony is necessary for a full and fair understanding of all relevant facts. They wrote. The Inspector General of the Intelligence Community reported that the whistleblower had a political bias against President Trump, and public reports suggest that the whistleblower worked closely with former Vice President Joe Biden. In addition, there are multiple discrepancies between the whistleblower's complaint, the piece of evidence central to the Democrat inquiry, and the closed testimony of the witnesses. For these reasons, we must assess the whistleblower's credibility and the sources he or she utilized to develop the anonymous complaint. On Biden, they wrote that since witnesses raised the issue of Hunter Biden getting paid $50,000 per month for sitting on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company that was under investigation, learning more about it would be directly relevant to the inquiry. According to the New York Times, Hunter Biden was part of a broad effort by Burisma to bring in well-connected Democrats during a period when the company was facing investigations backed not just by domestic Ukrainian forces but by officials in the Obama administration. Reports suggest that Burisma paid Hunter Biden $50,000 per month through a company called Rosemont Seneca Bohai LLC. Because witnesses explained that Hunter Biden's presence on Burisma's board raised concerns during the Obama administration and President Trump briefly raised this issue during his phone call with President Zelensky, this information is directly relevant to the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. In August 2016, less than 3 months before the election, Valerie Shilley, then Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, authored an op-ed in a U.S. newspaper criticizing candidate Trump. In addition, in January 2017, Politico reported about Ukrainian government's effort to sabotage the Trump campaign in 2016 by working closely with the media and a Democratic National Committee consultant named Alexandra Chalupa. The Politico article detailed how Chalupa traded information and leads with staff at the Ukrainian embassy and how the Ukrainian embassy worked directly with reporters researching Trump, Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, and Russia to point them in the right directions. Because witnesses testified that President Trump believed that Ukraine tried to take him down in 2016, this information is directly relevant to the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. Nunes and Jordan concluded. The American people see through your sham impeachment inquiry. The American people understand how you have affirmatively prevented Republicans from examining serious issues directly relevant to the issues. Therefore, to provide some basic level of fairness and objectivity to your impeachment inquiry, we intend to subpoena the anonymous whistleblower and Hunter Biden for sworn testimony and closed-door depositions. We also intend to subpoena the following entities for record relevant to the Democrats' impeachment inquiry. The whistleblower for documents and communications relating to the drafting and filing of the complaint dated August 12, 2019, and the personal memorandum drafted on or around July 26, 2019. Rosemont Seneca Bohai LLC and any subsidiaries or affiliates for records relating to Hunter Biden's position on the board of directors of Burisma Holdings, and the Democratic National Committee for Communications with Ukrainian government officials and for records relating to Alexandra Chalupa. We look forward to your prompt concurrence. Your failure to concur with all of these subpoenas shall constitute evidence of your denial of fundamental fairness and due process, they wrote. Follow Breitbart News at Christina_Wong.